Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 72, Back in the Knob.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and play. For Boston, take sweat stones and play play. And ever with a right shot as they bump to touch me no more in the market show. For Boston, for Boston, our glory is our own.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated. Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
Stop fucking laughing.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
What?
All hail the queen.
King.
King Baby Duck.
The king's dead.
No, he isn't. No, he's right there.
I'm right here.
Oh my god, you're the one that slept with Queen Elizabeth?
No.
So your son's Prince Charles? Ew.
No, that's Prince Philip you are thinking of that slept with Queen Elizabeth II that gave birth to Prince Charles. There was never ever a fucking queen.
I mean, oh! So now you call him the Queen of England, a man.
Well,
you heard it here.
Was a man. Still is.
Well, once he talks, oh jeez, hello,
hello. Isn't it the same voice you do for his mother?
You know, there is this really, really, really horrible...
Slight difference, I guess, you fucking animal.
No, as you know, there is this horrible disease that's spreading throughout all of England where when a woman turns 80, she turns into a 30-year-old male prostitute transvestite.
I thought that was called an STD.
Wow. Yeah, I think that was an STD. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
They turn into a Monty Python character.
Okay. Oh, there we go. So it's like getting wrapped up by a python.
No.
Monty Python. Monty Python. The group.
Yes, I know. But it wraps you up and chokes you into Monty Python.
But there's no Python in the whole thing. It's just a random name. They thought it would sound like a sleazy producer. So they turned it into Monty Python's Flying Circus.
So it's not a really bad, like horribly made Russian porno? Mount the Python?
Yeah, anyways, alright, why don't we break into our Oh For Fuck's Sake right now.
Oh for fuck's sake! Christmas is coming way too fucking early, and it's been a problem that's been happening, I believe, since the year 2003. Because that's when I started noticing that Christmas has been pushed, like, forward earlier and earlier
Excuse me, just because on the 4th of July we went to that store and they had a tree decorated with, you know, red, white, and blue... You know, lights doesn't mean it was a Christmas tree.
No, it was an America tree. Yeah,
that's what they called it. Tree.
Well, let me just put it this way. When we went to go do the Love Sack opening over at the Burlington Mall, they were already getting all the shit ready for the Santa Claus fucking, you know, in-mall bullshit. And it's like, seriously?
I know. I really wanted to.
I wanted to go in there and knock shit down so that it could take even longer just to fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
It just seems like it's total bullshit that they have to keep on doing that.
It's all the stores and TV shows are pushing the holiday season out before Halloween even started. And they're just saying, fuck you, Thanksgiving. We're kicking you to the curbside. You are no longer important.
Thanksgiving kind of isn't important.
Well, some ways, shapes, or forms. It depends on when you figure out the real history of Thanksgiving.
Well, see, unfortunately,
when the pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox.
Well, see, dude, it is, you know, for people like me and Blue, who are atheists, Thanksgiving means nothing, because Thanksgiving is technically religious.
Yeah, it is.
It's a religious group trying to celebrate God with another people. And Christmas means nothing, because that just means there was another day that a whore had a baby.
But there is an exception to that, because of the fact that atheists, we love food. So it's, yes. It's more or less, yes. It's get together and eat food with your family day.
Hence
or something
your
like that.
Turkey day.
Turkey day, yes.
Turkey day for you. Atheists. Well, and then for your Christmas, it's just Presents Day.
Yeah. It's just,
It's your Boxing Day.
Hey, I have money. Here you go.
I had money.
Yeah.
Yes, but it is Boxing Day.
In Canada, it's considered Boxing Day up there.
We have relatives up there.
You do. I don't.
Well, you used to.
I could be part French Canadian.
I think I have one relative left up there.
I'm so
remember, my family adopted you guys. So
oh, no. Relatives. No.
Hey,
he
works.
Denies that.
Well,
I'll
wait,
take
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, wait. You are religious.
I'd rather have a bigger family, I guess.
a mother that you can stand?
But I just have this huge issue with having seen, you know, TV commercials celebrating Christmas already, and I was just driving home yesterday, and there was already a fucking tree in someone's window.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, it just gets to the point where I think that the worst thing is I don't even put up decorations anymore, but I have, like, about 6 or 7 of those goddamn tubs underneath my stairs that are just stock full of Christmas stuff, and I just never want to see it ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's just yeah. horrible, and I don't want to ever put those up.
Is it sad that I've already started playing my Christmas Carol CDs?
Oh,
yes, that is sad. The fact that WROR and Oldies 103.3 have already gone into their holiday spins.
Well, I do have one thing to say, though. My Christmas CD is really not really a Christmas. It's Larry the Cable Guy. So does that still count?
Yes, it still counts if it's about Robbie the Retard and...
Well, what about Dennis
Donnie
Leary?
The Retard. Yeah,
Dennis Leary did a Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah, Merry fucking Christmas.
I mean, I'm sorry, but when, you know, instead of Silent Night, it's Silent Fart.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that really Christmas? Well, actually, around my house, it's not Christmas without somebody ripping one.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's every day at my house.
From your ass.
Yeah. But you see, when I was younger, and when you guys were younger as well.
Whoa, I wasn't young. I was just hatched this way.
Christmas season began after the end of the Macy's parade.
Basically, when we saw Santa Claus, it was, all right, let's start decorating.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That was because of the fact that whenever Thanksgiving came, you know, to end and everything like that, usually your family members above you would go, okay, we're going to the store now. And it'd be like 6 or 5 o'clock in the morning and you just go out to the store.
Yeah,
I
did the same thing.
But, Black Friday. I'm sorry, African American Friday.
Well, see, to me, Christmas really didn't start until the final whistle was blown after that Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
Does that signify the end of, you know, regular football season?
Right.
You know, we played on Thanksgiving Day, so, you know, we always missed the parade.
Right.
But right around, you know, the final whistle is when Santa Claus would normally pop up when we were children, so that's how we just take it.
Well, I would usually just see Santa Claus pop up at the end of the Macy's parade, and that's how I know that Santa Claus is here. It's time for the holiday season to begin. And then you would go to the stores the next weekend, and everything would look beautiful, decorated with the trees and the ornaments. It would take your breath away.
Don't forget, the day after Thanksgiving, being one of those retards, like, you know, I have been, but now there's no more children to really buy for, so I don't have to. Running through the stores at 5 in the morning, my stupid ass running up a down escalator to beat the people to an item where they only had 10 of in the store and actually doing it. If my nose wasn't bloody, my lip wasn't fat, it wasn't really Christmas time. I got punched in the face by an old lady.
But that's
once.
The thing that's going on right now is the whole supply and demand bullshit. And when they go and put out products in there, and they have, and they wonder why fucking people go and, you know, rip people a new one.
And I blame Tickle Me Elmo for starting it.
Well, yeah,
Tickle Me Elmo.
I blame PS3 as well. PS3 fucking dealt with people getting shot.
Yeah,
fuck that.
There's something that came before Tickle Me Elmo that started the frenzy.
What?
Furby.
No, that was after.
No!
1998 was when the Furbies came out, and 1996 is when Tickle Me Elmo came out.
No.
Yes.
You
don't have to look it up.
But anyways,
we can do
with the
this
whole
later.
Setup that we're trying to get by here is the fact that the holiday season is starting, you know, too soon.
1998 for Furby.
I just want to get to the point where when they, you know, when it starts snowing, then you could go and, you know, do that.
But 1996 for
Furby. Okay, okay, whatever.
Head. Got a bunch of people that are perfectionists here.
So Anvil is a little bit wrong on his date.
A little bit wrong.
Just a 10. But anyways, with the whole setup going on, yeah, we'd rather not see people, like, ripping through a store, kicking each other's ass, just to get a fucking present for your kid that will probably neglect you in the later years anyways.
And
Excuse me, I've done that for my little cousin over a football. I will run through the store and jump over somebody's cart for
a football. That's a football.
And that child does not neglect me. He is actually currently playing Pop Warner football.
Yeah, okay.
And his team won one game. Final game of the season.
Yeah. And when we were younger, when we had Jordan Marsh around, we had the Christmas Village.
Oh, Lord, no. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, but didn't I get transferred over to Jordan's anyways?
Well, yeah, to Jordan's Furniture, it isn't still the same place. It's the same Christmas Village, and it's free, thankfully.
Yeah, but that's because of the fact that they're having people walk through their fucking store to see it, which means... That makes people want to go, ooh, that chair's nice, I gotta buy it now.
I think Santa sits in a recliner now.
Well,
remember the giant throne?
Well, is it exercise too much? Is exercise too much to ask for these people to go to the Christmas Village?
Yeah. Yes. We're Americans, remember? We're fat, fucking lazy.
We're the fattest country in the world, remember?
No, Mexico is. They did a study that said...
Well, they finally beat us in something.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that and jumping fences. For some reason, they're really good at doing that.
Mm-hmm. But when my parents were younger, we had... they had the window shopping. What you saw in the beginning of A Christmas Story...
Yeah.
...was what they used to do.
That's my favorite.
And on top of that, they would actually get all the kids in the cars... drive around all the neighborhoods and just see the Christmas lights. Heck, even the Jewish people had their Hanukkah and menorah and Hanukkah lights up.
Well, I officially hate you now because tomorrow I'm going to sit at home and watch A Christmas Story because of you.
Yeah, well, that's the other fucking issue that I have is when they fucking do the 24-hour of the Christmas Story and you're just like, why? And especially that's the worst thing. You go and click by and you're like, there it is on one channel and it ends up on another fucking channel and you're like, why? Why would you fucking do that?
Okay, would you rather have A Christmas Story or Christmas with the Cranks?
I'm sorry, that movie was hilarious.
At least oscillate some of these fucking Christmas stories, like the Santa fucking series or some fucking bullshit like that.
Me and one of my buddies, he used to live across the street and he came over to my house and we got one of those giant party pizzas from Fosse's.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a whole bunch of soda and ice cream and we swore we were going to watch all 24 hours of A Christmas Story. By the next morning, the parents actually threw out our Christmas Story because we watched the entire marathon. That's all they heard for 24 hours. Let's listen to that one thing. And it took like 5 years for my mom to buy me a new one because she hated it.
It's kind of funny how the guy who directed A Christmas Story also directed the original Black Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
That shitty horror movie?
If you watch Black Christmas, if you look carefully in one scene, you'll see the... You'll see the lamp.
Oh, really? They didn't have the lamp in there?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing is that's probably one of the best things that comes out around this time of the year, is you can actually buy that lamp either in the full-size version or the little-size version that you can plug in by USB so you can type and stuff like that at night. Oh, man.
I know, the duck over here wants one.
Well, I have the Dancing Homer Simpson.
No!
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
It's up in the attic.
You can't prove it.
It's time.
I used to have this little thing. I have no clue what it was. My cousin gave it to me. It looked like a piece of shit dressed as Santa. I thought it was Mr. Hankey, but he told me it was something else.
Yeah.
Okay. And it swears at you. It says, "Fuck you, Santa. Take it in the ass. Your mother doesn't love you, so she threw you out the yay." And then it just does some other random stuff.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, my cousin got it for me when I was like 10.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I just think it's, with all the Christmas stuff right now, it's way too soon.
It is way too soon. I think we need to really go back to the days where Christmas season starts after Thanksgiving.
Well, if we're going to do that, then Blue has to shave, because he's really looking like Santa Claus.
Damn you.
Beard.
You look more like Santa Claus.
No, I got a goatee.
No, it's just because of the fact that in the middle of my beard turns white and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's assholes. I love you, man.
All right, are we done with the Christmas stuff now?
No, we're not done yet. There's more on this paper.
No, I think we'll promise our listeners not to talk about any more Christmas stuff until Christmas happens, or the Christmas season happens. I know we kind of broke that rule last year when we saw A Christmas Carol in the beginning of November, but that was because that was the only movie that was opening that weekend.
It was actually really good.
Plus, it was 3D.
Yeah.
So.
And it was Jim Carrey.
Yeah. But truth be told, you guys ever notice that whenever they come out with new, Christmas specials, they're getting stupider and stupider nowadays?
Yes.
They took one of my favorite Christmas songs as a kid, made into a cartoon that was horrible.
Grandma Got Run Over by
Her Thank Finger. You!
That movie was, like...
Hard?
You know what movie is... You know what's funnier than that cartoon?
Any Crazy Nights?
Schindler's List.
Oh, shit!
Did you just really go there?
That's a really Christmas story right there. Yeah. Exactly a Christmas story right there. And yes, Brisek agrees with us on that one. Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, that...
Yeah. I mean,
that one took the cake, really.
But Eight Crazy Nights is a good one.
Yeah, Eight Crazy Nights is a fair one, done by Adam Sandler, especially those goddamn reindeer that, are really fucked up.
Yeah. Philadelphia was also funnier than And Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Kids.
I once got kicked square in the nuts by a girl wearing stiletto heels. Mm-hmm. That was actually more enjoyable than watching Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, the movie.
Well, you're a sadomasochist, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah, but it's stiletto heels with the balls. You don't do that. Sadomasochists do not like that.
There's certain people that like girls stepping all over whatever the hell they could step on with stiletto heels. So
no, but this is a full kick.
You're complaining.
From a female soccer player.
Oh, well.
I forgot to mention the female soccer player.
Hold on. Now, did she go, from toe to heel with it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I actually thought, I might have...
She might have ripped the sack. Yeah. Anyways.
I thought it ruptured.
All right. Well, okay. Anything else we want to mention on that? So we can get to the next oh for fuck's sake. Besides ripping up sack hair.
Well, speaking of sex, go shop at Lovesack.
Throw that one in there.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to go on to my oh, fuck?
Yeah, let's go into yours.
All right, well, other day, I was just watching the news and everything like that, and they went to commercial breaks, but of course they had to do their little spin-off on everything like that, and they go, okay, yes, watch this special on how texting might cause kids to... Stop that. Cause kids or whatever to have more of a life of... sex, drugs, and alcohol, whatever the fuck you want to say, really early on in age and everything like that, because of the fact is one kid learns about something and then it just spreads out among the actual texting and stuff.
I ain't gonna lie, but I know about two of them and I've done two of them.
But the only thing I also have to say here is exactly right after that was said in the actual program, right to commercial break, it goes Dr. Oz. It says, okay, what can we do to help improve your sex life? So, yeah, I know. I'm just like, start texting then. Fine. Help your fucking sex life. Start texting then. I guess that will help you in the bed. But the only problem is I don't know how the hell that's going to work for people that are married and everything like that. It's like, hey, honey, meet you in the bedroom. It's like, what the fuck is that going
to
do?
And then, they're sitting next to each other on the couch and she reads it and she looks at him.
You're so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Gaty goo. There you go.
You're going to be like Stephen Hawking the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
You make me so wet right now.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it just gets to the point where you sit there and you watch the news and you're like, really, what the fuck did you just say 2 seconds ago where you're trying to stop younger people from having sex, but yet if they're watching this program on their sixth day, they go... Dr. Oz is going to help you out in your bedroom. What the fuck? It doesn't make any
sense. Wait.
Dr. Oz is going to bang your wife.
It's like you're in there, doing your wife, and all of a sudden the closet door flies open, Dr. Oz walks up. Sir,
you're doing
you
want to
spice it up? Flip your wife over.
Yeah.
Put it in her doggy style and pull her hair.
Yeah, there you go. That
and
works.
Call her dirty.
Yeah, so it's more or less one
Please
of those
Please send all your hate mail to Anvil at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Yeah.
You can send it to
P.O. Box douchebag.
Nope, because they already heard the address. So
yeah,
but you didn't actually give a real address to send the mail to. You just said
email.
Oh, email.
Email's good.
Oh, yeah, send it anvil@bostonbassbrigade.com. I want to read it all.
Yeah. You would want to read it all.
Yeah.
All night long.
All right, let's get some video games now.
Well... The big game has finally hit.
Woohoo! Yeah! Sorry.
Jesus.
Anvil's excited.
You
I think you're excited. Feel these nipples.
Yeah, feel
Anyways.
Down.
Call of Duty.
Oh, you feel the nipples?
No, I am not feeling your nipples. No.
All right, no. So yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops, yes. I was able to get my hands on this game. It's gorgeous. It's fucking awesome.
Yes.
We also...
I think it looks better than Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
The graphics have definitely improved, and Treyarch has done a great job with this game. The storyline is absolutely awesome. I was able to beat it, and the Anvil was able to beat it, too. So.
And I actually had a friend put on his Facebook, he's like, got the game Tuesday, beat it this morning. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, Anvil's mom wrote, yeah, well, Anvil beat it in, you know, one day.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing is the game play is about, I want to say 3 hours long, but with the actual filler of the storyline, it's probably about 5 to 6 hours long altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was definitely a great story. And yes, Kennedy is in this, John F. Kennedy.
I have a mission for you,
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have to...
East Berlin, I'm Berliner!
We have to name the four famous historical figures in this.
Robert McNamara, Dick Nixon,
Kennedy,
Fidel Castro.
Yeah,
who is, you know,
Cuban Santa Claus?
Somebody kind of looks like him.
No, I look more like Che Guevara.
But
so
the other
dead,
thing,
shut up, and hung upside down.
No, on every fucking T-shirt on the planet.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, the other thing I wanted to actually mention about this was they brought back Gary Oldman's character from.
World at War.
World at War, actually, which was Sergeant Reznov. So it was it was pretty cool to actually have them brought back in. And the premise of the story is being Mason, and when you're Mason, you go through the actual first part of the story where you have to go into Bay of Pigs, more or less. You go in to kill Castro. So the only thing about it is when you go and escape, you end up getting captured, and then they toss you into a Russian prison where you meet Reznov, and then you do a whole escape. But yeah, it gets pretty interesting when you start going through the story, because while you're doing like the actual mission, you come back into where you're being questioned. You know, you're getting zapped and everything like that from an unknown person behind the glass, and it's pretty crazy how they actually came up with the story. Now, you were saying about who created this.
Yeah.
Who's the one who created the story, actually?
David S. Goyer. He's the one who co-wrote Batman Begins. He came up with the storyline for Dark Knight. He wrote, I believe the movie was The Unborn. He also was involved, well, he wrote the entire Blade movie trilogy.
No!
Yeah, that was actually
pretty... I love Blade.
I did like the Blade series and everything like
he
that.
He even wrote Dollman vs. Demonic Toys. And I remember seeing that in pay-per-view when I was a little kid.
Well, truthfully, I think the best Blade he wrote was the final one. Because, you know, he put Jessica Biel in it.
Just to let you know that there is no grenade in the ass minigame or otherwise don't drop the soap minigame. Yeah, it's not... No, I don't think there is anything like that.
Why would someone even think that?
It's... Never mind.
And anyway, there's no Kennedy assassination like some people are saying.
Yeah, for some reason there was thought of that, but you actually... After you beat the game, you could cut out of the credits, I found out, but at the end of the credits you could play as either Kennedy, Castro... Robert McNamara or Dick Nixon and shoot up zombies as them. And they really do, they say the funniest lines after some of the kills or retrieving of weapons and stuff like that.
Does Nixon go, Aroo!
Actually, something along those lines. But I was expecting him to be motorboating. He's like, oh yes, after I get out of this one, I'm going to go motorboat some titties. So, yeah.
Well, my personal favorite with Dick Nixon is, you know, how he did the famous hands in the air with
I am not a crook, but I'm a badass motherfucker.
Well, in this one, he sits there, he's got two Uzis, he's like, I'm like, no! He did the famous movement with
Uzis. No, they don't run around asking for their sexual preferences.
No, Bill Clinton's not in the game.
Although that would be another respectable character to have in there, but I don't see him anywhere around that you know, area. So I can only imagine what they're going to do after it comes around to Treyarch's rotation. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the actual company because of the fact that there were so many issues clashing with Infinity Ward, Treyarch, all this other
Infinity
bullshit.
Well, Infinity Ward is a separate company all on its own.
Yeah, so now that's the issue is there going to be another Call of Duty next year from Infinity Ward? What is it that they're going to be putting? Is it going to be the next Modern Warfare 3, I guess? I think that's what I've heard, actually, about Modern Warfare 3. But the only problem is what is going to become of the next one? I think what they should do is maybe even step it back to World War One. Give us a trench warfare game. I could see the game going for
that could,
somewhere else.
But you know, like we said earlier, Bosnia
would
be the Falkland favorite. Island Wars.
Yeah, there's that
Korean War.
I mean, with all the wars that we've had and everything like that, from you know past to present and everything like that. They could actually interlink these things just like they did in this storyline.
Well, truth be told, we could actually just go back to the original Desert Storm and you play out the, you know, 42 days, but give it more combat.
Oh, well, from my understanding, somebody from our chat room just said that there's going to be no COD in the fact Infinity Ward bought Modern Warfare name, so it's just going to be a Modern Warfare 3, I guess, or just Modern Warfare, period.
Hmm.
They should make Dick Cheney as a draft dodging. that would be a good one.
And he's sitting there with a hunting rifle and orange vest.
And then the other thing is trying to get to some kind of EMT or ambulance every time he has a stroke. So
it's like, you know, the ambulance shows up and he attacks the paramedics. Don't save him, save me.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel the controls were in Black Ops?
Well, the only thing is now I got a new Xbox, so I was trying to wear in my new Xbox controller.
He sexboxed it.
Yeah, I bought the new sexbox. It's pretty sexy. So, but with dealing with the controls and everything like that, I felt they were alright within the game. The multiplayer right now, I'm still trying to figure it out because of the setup that they did. They've changed it now. You're still going up levels, yet you also have to earn certain things in order to get points. Then unlock the equipment that you want, or weapons, or whatever. It is a pain in the ass, I have to say.
Because you have to buy the weapon that you already earned.
Yeah, exactly. If you earned it, you don't just get it. You have to take and buy your points. You have to buy the actual attachments to it.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it does. It gives it kind of almost a level playing field. But if you fuck up on picking what gun you are, what gun you have, or how many classes you've created with those guns and stuff like that, and you spread it out too thin, you're fucked. Because as soon as you walk in there, you're just gonna get lit the fuck up.
Yeah.
They definitely have the setup that, you know, I was taking an RPK and fucking up people with that, but it still wasn't good enough because the gun jumps around too much. Oh no, what?
What?
With Demon Gary Coleman?
Like Postal 2. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, can they be zombies too because he's dead? Oh, fuck. Oh, man. He
looked like he was a zombie while he was alive, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, either way.
I think he looked deader alive than, you know, in his casket.
Zing! Hi-yo!
Thank you.
All right, so, yeah, with the multiplayer, I'm still trying to figure it out, but hopefully I'll have another article up in the middle of the week. But if you want to, they have... we do have the on our website right now, the link for the opening of the prestige box. I was able to get my hands on the actual prestige box. It comes with the remote control car.
He's been chasing the dogs with it.
I've been trying to, but the dogs are kind of too nonchalant about it. They're like, get that fucking thing away from me. You know, like, they usually would rip up all my fucking RC toys, basically, but this time around, they're just like, what the fuck is this?
Boom, boom.
I mean, it comes with a little camera built into it. It also has an audio sensor, so you can sit around there and use a controller and find, you know, you could basically drive it around in the other room and not have to be in that room. It's fucking badass. Along with that, they have the other setup that was a metal. Yep. You got another piece of paper that was built into it because of there's the three setup versions. There was the regular, then there was the one that was like a limited edition, and then there was the prestige edition.
Yeah,
the limited edition one had the setup of just getting an avatar setup suit or something like that with the classic zombie map from the Call of Duty World at War. So you got that with the prestige one. You got the stand for the cart and the actual game in a nice case and everything like that. So it was not a bad deal for $150.
Don't forget
bucks.
Your avatar.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, the avatar.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was too busy laughing at the screen.
Yeah. as only zombie Jesus. What the fuck are you talking about?
You have to read the whole thing.
Oh, man. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with that. But anyways, all together right now, I give it an easy 5 out of 5. It's just that fucking good.
Yep.
Anvil concurs.
And from what I was watching, because when Bluonic didn't have his Xbox, I had him come over to my place to try it out. But I wanted him to play it mostly because I know he's been waiting for it, and it was his game. But it looked amazing.
I did offer it to you, but then you did play the zombie section.
Yes, part of I liked the zombie part. For zombies, it was very realistic.
I'm not going to lie, I want to shank Blue.
What?
Yes, I want to shank you.
Why?
I was sitting at work Thursday into Friday, and we're talking, and he's telling me about the game.
Oh, I'm telling him about the whole Kennedy part and like stuff bragging. Like that when he was saying... I wasn't bragging, I was making you fucking laugh.
Shh, let me tell. He's like bragging about being able to kill zombies as Kennedy, and...
That's not what your zombie can do for you, but what you can do for your zombie! And that's blow its fucking head off!
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, so he's bragging about being able to kill with Kennedy, and I'm at work laughing, and... Thinking, I want to play the video game.
Well, at least you got to play it now, so you're
and
happy.
And then
now.
We went back, you know, we hung out yesterday, and we, of course, you want to watch a movie first, and we watched
Jonah
Hex.
Oh, of course, I wanted to watch the movie first. Oh, fuck that.
Which, you know.
No, we were eating.
Yeah.
So it was like, why bother not finishing up eating and then, you know, play the game
and
afterwards?
I got to play the game, and I acted like he didn't even exist. It's like, sorry, little brother. Gone.
Yeah, until you're, contact started fogging up where you're like, oh, I was like, dude, left. You went right. I was like, left, dumbass, left.
I'm like, I can't see. And then I had to clean them. And
yeah, so more better. Or less I got to toss over and play a little bit more of the multiplayer and the zombies and then back in and toss it back to him after his eyes corrected themselves.
Hey, excuse me, I was up for 24 hours at that moment. Your contacts do get foggy at that point.
Yeah, they do. Oh, man. But, yeah, all together, great game and everything like that. I think we're going to move on to CSI right now. So.
CSI failed conspiracy. I know you guys reviewed the last CSI video.
Deadly Intent.
Which was great. And the demo for it.
No.
Right. Yeah. The demo for the new one, Fatal Conspiracy, came out only on PS3. I'm sorry, Bluonic. I don't know why it didn't come out for 360.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but I just think it's because of the fact that I just got the new Xbox back. So it's like, you know, I can't fucking be able to, you know, try any new demos besides the Apache one, which I don't know if I really want to try it again.
No.
And I'm kind of having to find, I got to go and get it a wire and everything like that to transfer my hard drive over. Because right. I don't know if the Need for Speed demo officially ends just because of the fact that they stopped it on being able to download it. But if I could still play that fucking game, I will until I could actually get my hands on the game.
And you'll move into the video game.
Yep.
First thing I noticed with the new CSI game, they couldn't even use the real fucking Who song.
No!
It's this crappy cover. You could tell right off the bat that it's not the real song.
Yeah, so it was definitely crappy on that part. But hold on, with the PS3 setup, were the graphics better?
They weren't as good as Deadly Intent. I was surprised. I would think they would have bumped it up a little bit. But I noticed some...
But where was this located dealing with?
Las Vegas.
This was Las Vegas, so you were dealing with Lawrence Fishburne again? And all
not in this demo. You were dealing with the female.
Oh, okay.
That's...
Anyways, fuck it. But more or less, the one thing I wanted to do is I have to say that... Probably the better game system to play CSI on would be probably Wii.
Yes.
I think it feels a lot better because you're able to move the control unless you get that whatever fucking motion controller set up for PS3 and whatever the hell.
PlayStation Move, that would have been great to have, but it's not PlayStation Move compatible. And I thought it would have been awesome for them to do something like that.
I mean, just because of the fact that it makes it easier just to move around the screen instead of dragging the cursor set up and moving around the screen to click on certain things, because you could miss the stuff very easily.
Now, quick question. Did Mark Heldenberg actually do her voice?
Yep, they all do their voices. And I don't know. I feel like in this one, they just didn't feel like they were into it. Like, they were tired of playing the same characters over and over again.
The one thing that I want to say is why couldn't they have just done it live action? I mean, I've seen some games that they did live action before and everything like that, especially from... one of the viewers here,
yes.
He showed me live-action games that they would actually just have the person do the actual movements and everything like that. in the surrounding setup. So you could actually just have the actual actors do it instead of just doing this whole cartoon version that looks pretty fucking shitty. I mean, Some of them, you know, they get them right. Like, they got Lawrence Fishburne right because of the gap in his fucking teeth. But besides the point, they were able to, you know... they weren't able to get them down as much. Remember, a lot of the characters' facial expressions, you're not able to see.
Remember on Sega CD, they would have, like, the live-action motion games, like the...
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat had live-action people to do the thing, and then they just animated over them.
But I'm thinking of games like Phantasmagoria.
Phantasmagoria.
It was a full-motion video game, and it had live actors, and it wasn't like graphics. It was like live actors. There was that. There was Night Trap. On the PC, there was this really good game I remember playing as a kid called In the First Degree, where you were trying to find this murderer guilty, and they used real actors and not graphics. And how they did it was very well done.
Yeah. But apparently it hasn't been able to, you know, do that. But
Mad Dog McCree.
Once they were able to start doing...
Mad Dog McCree.
Once they're able to start getting better off with these graphics and everything like that, they're just going to start putting real actors into it. I mean, hell, they could probably start doing the whole setup that they did with Avatar.
Yeah.
And turn the movie into an actual video game where they have the best graphics and the actual emotions of the people instead of this bullshit that's, you know, absolute crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... But what else do we have to know about this demo that you got to try
out? Well, while the graphics weren't up to par and the voice acting was kind of meh, it does still have that really good gameplay where you can have a whole group of friends together and play this title and try to solve this mystery. And what's cool about Deadly Intent, what's cool about Fatal Conspiracy is that all of these cases link up in the end. Like, there's something common between all five of them, and the same investigator. No. It's like the same head honcho in the end.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're all interlinked some way, and so...
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. I mean, I like the whole concept that you're trying to figure out who's done what, and how it was done, and who killed what. It's a really great setup with CSI games. I haven't been able to really watch the show lately because, you know, I don't have the time to, but... Yeah. But it's good to actually be able to play the game.
And while the graphics aren't up to par, the voice acting is kind of meh, it's still as fun as before. So that's why I give it a bit of like a 3.5 out of 5 for this demo.
Alright, that's not too bad. You actually see how the actual game comes out and everything, and see how it goes. Alright, so with that, we can stick a fork in that, right?
There's no other thing. We're on camera.
Yeah. Then the other thing is we've got sports right now. So
yeah, it's time for sports.
Yes. You foreigner.
Shh. The whole world doesn't need to know.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. They heard something.
No, they didn't.
They heard it like a quack sound.
Yeah, it's a duck.
No, that's not me.
There's no smell. And
yeah, we're going to die now. We're probably going to die very soon.
Yes,
we are. What are you talking about?
Ow!
Fractured shoulder,
dumbass. All right, anyways, which way do you want this set up? How are we going to do this? Are we going to go Patriots, Bruins?
No, we can run it that way.
All right, fine. We'll just go with this way.
All right, so this week in sports... You know, we're basically going to start off with a little bit of college football because there's been a huge story breaking.
Uh-oh.
The story of Cam Newton, quarterback for Auburn. Basically, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah.
But there was an allegation made by Mississippi State that, you know, during the recruiting process of pay-to-play, which is against NCAA rules. Which could actually cost Cam Newton eligibility.
Really?
And unfortunately, it looks like Daddy is the one that was negotiating, who his dad is a pastor.
Oh.
Negotiating, who could cost his son everything over money.
Yet again, a dumb religious fox ruined somebody's life. So, yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
What?
What?
I'm looking at the scores of NCAA college, and Indiana played Wisconsin. The final was 83-20.
Wisconsin kicks some ass.
I'm sorry. I thought I was really looking wrong. Can you please click on that for one quick second?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I need to see this. Now, yes, people, Wisconsin beat Indiana 83-20, and it's football. Holy shit. Let's go down. I want to see the... Oh, here we go. Oh, no, a little bit further. Wisconsin's quarterback, two of them, combined for only 260 yards in the air, 337 on the ground for the running backs. And let's see, you know, what else is out here?
Interceptions.
I mean, if you look at the numbers...
This doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right, but if you're looking at these 152 kick return yards...
Yikes.
And you're looking at, you know, all this other stuff, it's still, you know, sad that it adds up. Because I don't see it.
Yeah.
It maybe might be a glitch.
I don't know.
No, I think they really seriously lost that badly.
Yeah, there was 10 points in the first, 28 in the second, 21 in the third, and 24 in the fourth. And they break it down right here. A run of 1 yard and stuff like that. So, yeah, there was a complete blowout by, you know, number seven ranked Wisconsin. Holy shit.
All right, well.
Let's go back. Congratulations, Wisconsin. That's got to be a record.
Some kind.
And right now, Auburn's playing Georgia. They're up 7-0 with Cam Newton as their quarterback.
You okay?
You know, figure I'd throw that out there. Considering Mr. Newton has thrown for 7 yards, and he's rushed for 44, and the only touchdown. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that goes.
All right, next.
Now we're going to jump over to our football.
Football!
Our New England Patriots, who take on the Pittsburgh Steelers this week, who may be without hard-hitting linebacker James Harrison, which could be intriguing. But more than that, let's talk about this past week's game.
Yeah, this is...
No.
All right, I saw the starting of this game, and I have to say, what the fuck? I mean, the first thing was that they were able to drive in and get the 7 points. Then the fucking kickoff was fucking just horrible. I mean, it gets to the point where you're like, are we going to have to teach them baseball basics? Because when the football was coming down, one of them waved off like he was going to catch it. Then he moved over and then looked at the other guy and said, oh, I thought you were catching it. The ball dropped. It was live because it went past the 10 yards. And they were able to jump on the fucking ball and it went all to shit.
You guys remember last week when I said with Pittsburgh and Indy coming up, we cannot look past the Browns. Do you guys remember that? And I mentioned the name Peyton Hillis.
But we lost to a team whose name we use as a euphemism for pooping.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the other thing.
Just because we're going to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, the Patriots were trying to help.
But the other concept is that, you know, Brady never really lost to the Browns and everything like that with his career with us. And this is his first actual loss to the Browns.
Well, we don't play the Browns that often.
Though. Yeah, but it seems like we've been playing a lot more of these orange fucking colored teams now. But,
hey, the Bengals. Now, this week we got the Steelers, who were a tough team, and we're playing them at Pittsburgh. But then we come home against Indy, and the game that makes me nervous is the Detroit Lions game.
Yeah.
You guys may laugh.
I know.
But the record would be a lot better if referees, you know, wouldn't screw them. You know, open a game, guy catches a game-winning touchdown, there is... a wave off, which was that whole catching and put it down and running out. Referee called an incomplete pass. They would have won that game. You know, they've played a lot of tough games. The Detroit Lions are a year or two away from being a contender and no longer a laughing stock. So we can't sleep on them. And then we have the Jets following. The rest of our schedule isn't easy.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Bears.
Yeah, and then the Packers, and then Buffalo. Now, granted, everybody's like, oh, Buffalo's lost every game. So what? They're not going to want to go, you know, fully defeated, so they're going to play hard. And then we end our season, you know, against Miami. You know, we got a lot of football to go. We still got 7 games.
Yeah, and we just got to make sure that not a lot of our players get injured or whatever else happens here.
Yeah, but we're playing in a really tough league, or a division, I should say.
Yeah, our division has gotten a little bit serious now.
You know, it's not one of those that, you know, hey, look, Tom Brady's there. We're going to the playoffs. Woohoo!
Yeah.
No, it's not that anymore.
Or even, you know, when we had Matt Castle, we almost made it too.
I mean, look at our Red Sox. We just, you know, we were like fucking kicking ass and taking names, and we didn't even make it to the fucking, you know.
No, we had a great season, and we didn't make it.
Tom Brady just needs to get a haircut because that's what's causing him to throw the ball too far.
He's got a Lenny Kravitz going on right now.
It's in his hair. It's like, oh, I can't see anything. Oh God, did it go? No.
Whoa! What are those movements? It looks like Brett Favre trying, you know, to take a picture of his penis for the cheerleaders.
Again.
Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Where's my dick? Where's my dick? All right.
Thank you, Duck. You just set up another joke.
No, so, he would actually have... Brett Favre would actually have to bend over to try to find it. He'd be like...
He'd have to put his head up his ass. All right. We got it.
Yes, all right. Why do you think he was texting while he was being wheeled off for those stitches?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so yeah, we're going to move on to hockey.
Hockey!
Now... Currently, you know, we did win. Our last game we did lose. Tukarask was in net, but we did win the one before that against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Now, that was an interesting game, actually. I wasn't able to watch it all the way through, but when I looked on the score, it was 2-4 in the third, but it was, you know, just starting. And then I went upstairs for all of 2 seconds, and I turned on the channel to the game, and all of a sudden it was 4-4. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then I was in the kitchen taking care of something, and then all of a sudden it ended up 7-4. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? It was a pretty fucking crazy game that they came back from that. It was such a bad score.
Yeah.
I mean, they came out in this game probably, as I said, not wanting it so much, and then afterwards they just picked up at the last second. I mean, they got like 3 goals in like 1 minute.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
But then, you know, the next night, of course, you know, Tim Thomas is tired, and you send out Tuukka Rask, and we lose to our rival.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Tuukka, but, you know, he's just not holding up his bargain like he did last year. And
Do you remember, Tim Thomas had those issues last year, and Tuukka stepped up. Now it's Tuukka in a reversed role.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what? He's only a sophomore in the league. It's a sophomore slump. He'll get out of it. He's a good goalie. He's one of the best. He'll be fine. But tonight, we take on the Ottawa Senators.
Fucking Ottawa.
Ottawa. At home.
But at least the schedule is looking better.
Yeah, because, you know, we've got another game on Monday.
We get the Devils on Monday.
Then we got Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. We got 4 games next week.
That's an awesome deal because usually it sucks because I'm always, like, at work or something like that, and always looking for something to watch. And
but then next
those
week,
games pop up right in the middle, and then there's the week after that, which is
Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
which is you know, Thanksgiving basically, right? Is that Thanksgiving week?
That's Thanksgiving week, the day after Thanksgiving. You know, you got a noon game against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, so you could be basically fucked up out of your head watching this game at 12 o'clock, you know.
So I believe, you know, that day we'll get together, we'll get, you know, some leftovers, and we'll get drunk before the end of the game.
Exactly.
And the King will come over and start beating us with baseball bats to wake us up.
Yep.
All right.
Especially on you.
I won't feel shit. Motherfucker. You wake up the next morning with sore shoulders, and I'm like, did I sleep on something?
All right, next game. Next thing we're going to talk about is Celtics here.
All right. So now the Celtics took on the Miami Heat for the second time this season with their big three, who say they're better than our big three. So on this 3-on-3 battle of big threes, yes, try to catch up. You may be confused because I threw so many threes in there. But Celtics won the first meeting.
And then they won the second
meeting. They won the second meeting.
Because as one of my friends said on Facebook, how about them Heat?
Fucking up. Ray Allen, he heats up against the Heat with all those three-pointers. Now, my personal favorite three came when, basically, LeBron James went to set a screen against Rondo. The, you know, Heats have the ball. He trips Rondo.
Mm-hmm. And LeBron was like, what should I do?
He's like, I'm LeBron James. You don't call a penalty on LeBron James. I'm LeBron James.
What should I do?
You know, the Celtics give him back the ball. They start driving down. Rondo over to Pierce. Pierce over to Allen for a number net three.
Yeah.
That's, you know, he's hitting them. And pretty soon, Ray Allen will be the all-time NBA three-point scorer. You know, that could actually happen this season.
Scary. Yeah, and then tonight we've got the
Memphis Grizzlies
at 8 o'clock, if you wanted to watch that as well. I mean, you could probably switch back and forth between Bruins and Celtics tonight. But yeah, the other thing that I found recently online actually was about this crazy ass motherfucker from India. He's 7 foot tall and he's only 14.
What's his name?
Satnam
Singh Bahama.
Jesus.
He's 14 years old, 7 feet tall, 250 pounds from India. Never thought about playing basketball until now.
Yeah, now he's got a rock in his hand. But, I mean...
No, that is his hand.
Oh, that is his hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, more or less, that's pretty interesting. What I was suggesting here before the show actually started, we were like, hey, why don't we pick this guy up and have Shaq teach him actually how to play as, like, the tall person under the net, along with that getting him to learn free throws
from Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Who's one of the best out there, because we definitely don't want another Shaq free thrower out there.
Yeah. It takes me 3 times to get the fucking ball in, but I only get 2 chances. Why doesn't that make any sense?
Hey, Mom, how come I shot the free throw and it broke the glass, bounced off the back, and went into the other rim across the back? Son, I think you're shooting a little bit too hard. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad bit. And stop cross-dressing already. All right, anyways.
He likes the breeziness.
Yeah, I guess so. He likes the wind up his dress. But yeah, this is pretty impressive that the fact that this kid is this fucking tall and everything like that, and I can only imagine if he's going to get a little bit taller. I feel bad for him, but the whole fact is I don't want to see him turn into another Yao Ming here.
Truth be told, I'd hate to be his girlfriend. It's like, honey, give me a kiss, and she like climbs him.
Yeah. Well, that one of the threats that I always like to hear, especially toward a tall person, don't make me fucking climb up you and whack you over the head.
Hey, I've heard that one.
Exactly.
It's not nice.
It's nice.
The girlfriend throws a rope around his neck and rappels up him.
Yeah.
Gives him a kiss and she's like, hey, honey, look, my rappel's getting better. I don't hit you in the groin.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But hey, good luck to that kid.
Yeah, definitely.
And good luck to the announcers if he makes it to the NBA saying his name.
That's just fucking crazy. But yeah, alright, well, the other thing that we have to say is that there's a freebie tonight on Spike. The UFC fights are on tonight. If you wanted to get together with your pals or whatnot, they have Nate
Marquardt,
okay, versus
Yushin
Okami. Well, the whole thing about going on UFC right now, Yushin Okami looks like fucking something from Street Fighter.
He
like,
should be playing, Liu Kang.
Ryu? No. No, that's fucking Mortal Kombat. Ryu, oh, whatever the fuck is
whatever. That. Whatever, I'm confused.
Then we got Dennis Silva versus Andre
Winner.
Winner.
Weiner.
Weiner, anyways.
Amir Sadala versus Peter Sobetti. Christoph, can you start moving it?
Sozinski? Yeah. I'm having too much fun. Look, I'm moving in again.
Yo, I'm trying to read.
Goran Relic.
Dwayne Ludwig versus Nick Osbecks.
Wait, where did that fucking thing go again? Jorge disappeared.
Vladimir Metchenko versus Alexandre Ferreira.
He's a good fighter, but yeah. I just have a feeling he's going to lose again.
Pascal Krause versus Matt Scallion. A scandal, whatever. Kyle Noak versus Rob
Kimmins.
Seth Petroselli versus Carlos Vimola.
I'm just wondering why he's so low on this fucking fights card and everything.
Petroselli's not that good.
Yeah, but he's a name.
Yeah, well, just because he knocked out Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
Chris McRae versus Carlos Eduardo Roca.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to be able to see that fight.
There's one fight that's not on here
that keeps on like disappearing on us, and it's really weird. But it's like Jorge Silva versus I don't know exactly who again. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
which I don't know where it went.
It disappeared on us once again.
It's supposed to be the co-main event.
Yeah, so I mean, I can go back to the UFC thing, but. Yeah, I mean, it's a freebie. It's being in Germany, so it's already pre-recorded basically by now, and then they're just going to be able to... Yeah, see, it's already started right now. We'll probably know who the hell won, but we could just still, like, hang out and watch it anyways.
Well, basically what it is, a lot of these fights in other countries, they actually bring a lot more fighters from other countries, and that's why it's the way it is.
Well, now, let's talk about the whole thing about WEC,
it's not there.
WEC getting liquefied and put it back into UFC.
Well, UFC and WEC So, Ultimate Fighting Championship and World Extreme Cage Fighting are basically owned by the same people.
Yeah.
Okay. WEC just handles lower weight fighters. So, what wound up happening is they're just, like, combining them.
Yeah.
So, the UFC's going to have a lot more lower fights, you know, different champions, and then when you get to lightweight, there's that, you have to unify both titles. So guys like Anderson Silva, who's the light, you know, weight champion, will have to fight somebody to keep his title and unify both titles. It's going to be a great chance for us to see a lot more small people fights. Now, yeah. I prefer big men fights. Because it's either going to go all the way, or you're going to see a good knockout,
yeah,
or a lot of blood. Mm-hmm. Small guy fights I do enjoy, because you'll see a lot more submissions. Because, you know, watch this. Ready?
What?
He's going to submit. I got him. He's going to tap. Why aren't you tapping?
Yeah, so.
I've seen that a couple times, too.
Well, more or less, I think that's the scary thing about the smaller ones is that you see the guys actually go in there and they're submitting and they break their fucking arms right there and the guy will actually try to keep going, but the referee would be like, dude, your fucking arm is dangling!
Well, and what scares me about, you know, these, you know, like bantamweight and stuff, which are the really skinny guys, is, you know, what most of them do for other jobs.
What is it that they do for other jobs?
They're horse jockeys!
Yeah.
They spank the horse, and then they spank their, you know, opponent.
And then they spank the monkey.
Yeah.
Hey. Unless they have a, you know, another midget wife, and then they spank her. Because, you know, they're all short. They're, you know, literally, most of them are around 100 pounds. They actually make our buddy Walt look fat.
Even, yeah. And he's fucking skinny as a rod. So, yeah, that's kind of fucking scary.
If we laid him on top of a barbecue, you could still grill on top of him.
I mean, they should just take midgets and have them fight in the cage then. They should just have them.
I'd pay to watch it.
Small people.
Vertically challenged.
Deficiency of height.
The people that made my boots.
Yeah.
Wait, no, the children.
People that have to be elves. Anyways. So, yeah, with that said, that's basically what's going on with sports, right?
Basically, you know.
This week wasn't that... You know,
it was actually kind of boring in sports. Well, actually, no, there is one more development in football.
Motherfucker, what's football?
The Dallas Cowboys fired head coach Wade Phillips after they started 1-7 on the season.
Well, you had it coming.
Well, I really, you know, hate to see these coaches getting fired because their players don't know how to play fucking football.
Yeah.
Man up, grow some nuts.
Sometimes it's not the actual, you know, coach's fault, it's the actual players on the team. I think they just did a shitty job getting these guys together, and they don't want to work together. I mean, has there been fights in their fucking locker room?
There's been all that, and, you know, with Tony Romo, you know, he sucks.
Yeah.
He chokes more than the Yankees in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really getting to that point where Dallas Cowboys are not their whole dynasty team that they were cracked up to be back in the 90s. Now they're just absolute shit, and it's hard to watch them nowadays.
You know, guys like, you know, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, you know, Moose, Tom Landry and stuff. You know,
Tom Landry's not dead. One of those guys that are like a dime a dozen. You know, those are those unique guys that you need to get a thing to work together.
Which what I heard? The three of them, they moved out of Dallas. Yeah. They took their helmets and peeled the star off, and they're hiding them away. You know, when people say, hey, do you play for the Cowboys? No. I play for the Lions.
Yeah, the Super Bowl ring isn't for the Cowboys.
I got this for Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
You know, they're actually just becoming really embarrassed to, you know, be playing with them.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see what happens.
All right, well, I'll stick a fork in sports. We're on to movies now.
Ah, let's talk about Megamind, starring Will Ferrell, David Cross, Brad Pitt, Tina Fey, and Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill?
What are you doing?
Oh, you said Pitt. I was giving
Brad
you my
Pitt.
Arm.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt. I thought you asked my armpit.
No.
Now, does anybody think the person that drew this made Jonah Hill actually really look like himself?
He did.
I was kind of creeped out.
It really did. Now, here's something I don't think any of you... No, Robert Downey Jr. was originally supposed to play Megamind, but couldn't because of scheduling conflicts. Could you picture Robert Downey Jr.'s voice in that big blue...
No, I don't think I could see him doing that because Will Ferrell added his own like little comedy spin to it. So, yeah, it was definitely not one that I could see Robert Downey Jr. doing it, especially dealing with the Due Date movie. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think it...
See, I knew that, and so didn't he.
Did he?
How did I know that?
Because remember when we saw the like a couple weeks ago when he was trying to talk us into seeing this movie, he told us?
Yeah.
I didn't say
it. Yeah. That's how I knew. It's okay. It's okay, Doc. It's okay. Calm down.
All right, so with that said, yeah, let's go into the movie.
Well, Megamind and his arch-nemesis Metro Man are aliens from two other planets that were destroyed, sucked into some sort of wormhole, and...
Black hole.
Well, yeah, the worlds were sucked into the black hole, and then...
And they grow up and they become arch-rivals in Metro City. Megamind winds up doing the impossible, killing Metro Man... Winning the battle, stealing everything, and realizes life sucks without the Yang, with his yin.
Yeah.
So he gets Jonah Hill's character, Hal.
Who's a cameraman
who has a thing for Roxanne Ritchie, played by Tina Fey. And he sucks him, well, he shoots Metro Man's powers into him because he had some of the DNA
dandruff or something like that and shot it into him, so yeah.
Right. And then Hal becomes Titan, T-I-G-H-T-E-N.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
Yeah, they kept fucking up through the entire movie. No. But then Titan realizes, hey, it's better to be a villain than a hero, so Megamind now has to be the hero of the city.
Yeah.
See, my favorite, you know, character in the movie had to be played by David Cross.
Minion.
Yes.
I love Minion. Minion was a fucking great little, you know, thing there.
And Bernard? Do you know who played Bernard?
Ben Stiller.
I know. Can you believe that? Oh, you're reading it. That's not cool. I'm so sure I went like this.
Well, he actually produced the movie.
No, of course. He wrote it.
And, of course, the person who I like the most here out of this list is who played the Warden, which is J.K. Simmons. He's always great to have in there and everything like that.
I mean, he was amazing. Thank you for smoking.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
$80 million, are you out of your fucking mind?
There was that, and then what's the other one there?
Spider-Man.
No, well, there was Spider-Man. He played the newspaper fucking director there, but...
Give me Spider-Man! Damn it. He was in Juno.
Yes. Come on, there's one more.
He's in The Closer.
He's in another one I'm talking about. Come on, think about it.
Come on.
Anyways, anybody? Anybody? Come on.
Jennifer's Body?
No, fuck Jennifer's Body.
Hey, I want to fuck Jennifer's Body.
Postal? Postal, he was Candidate Wells. Wells.
Oh, well, I can't believe
Burn it. After Reading.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Jesus.
No.
Isn't real.
Right. Oh, that's right. Burn After Reading. So no.
Remember how he was like, yeah, Jesus Christ, he's trying to go to, you know, El Salvador. Let him go there. Yeah. It's like, why the hell would you want to do that? Because, you know, it's a fucking place they can't, you know, extradite the fucking people out of the fucking country.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what do we learn from this? I don't know.
I don't know. Absolutely nothing. But yeah, J.K. Simmons is a great, you know, he's great at acting and especially doing the voices now. I hope they use him a lot more in these CGI, Pixar, Disney, whatever fuck you want to call them now.
Yeah.
Type cartoon movies and everything like that. So, but yeah, altogether right now, as of rating system for IMDb, 7.1 out of 10 right now. And that's actually pretty fair considering. Because a lot of IMDb stuff gets shot the fuck down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what did we feel about this movie, actually?
Going into it, I was expecting it to be a little bit similar to Despicable Me, which it wasn't.
No, yeah. So I like Despicable Me
more. I love Despicable... Well, yeah, I will admit, I think Despicable Me was a lot better in regards to the storytelling, but I felt like some of the jokes were better in Megamind. Well,
do you know what I compare both movies to right now? The Minions. Now, I think the Minion from Despicable Me is a lot cuter.
Yes.
But I'd rather own this Minion.
Right. Did you ever think we would actually complete this? No, Megamind. I never thought. I mean, well, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Because this one talked to you. It wasn't stupid. But come on, you know you want a bunch of little yellow Minions running around.
Near the end, it was like, this is my final stand. I'll just throw water up. Oh, okay, I'm all right now.
No, don't forget, he did the whole death. Yeah. And fell over. Hey, look, I just needed some water. Ding, ding, ding.
All right, so what do we want to rate this bitch?
You know what? I can give this an easy 4 out of 5, because there were a couple of areas where they seemed to be trying to go for that big joke, but it just seemed to fizzle out. But altogether, it was fairly enjoyable.
Okay. I give it a 4.
All right. I'll probably give it a 3.8, because their whole dramatic parts that they're trying to do kind of lingered, or otherwise it seemed kind of like they're trying to make certain parts depressing, especially the fact that he won out of the whole deal and he got what he wanted, and then he was just like, now I can't really do anything without not getting in trouble because I'm fucking up the city and I have stolen all the money I could possibly get and all this other stuff, and I own the place.
Yes.
Even though he could have been just tossed out by the fucking police or some shit.
Yeah, but it's one of those situations where you wonder, what happens when the bad guy wins? You would think, okay, what happens if the Joker gets rid of Batman and there would be no other superheroes around to take him down?
He'd commit suicide.
Yeah, he would have committed suicide just because of the concept. Even he said it in the movie. You're just too fucking fun to play with, you know? It's like, it's the dog chasing the fucking car. As soon as you catch it, don't know what to fucking do with it afterwards.
You're completely...
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those setups. But what were you going to say, Anvil?
No, I was trying to, you know, reiterate on what you said, but then he started talking, so it's all over with now.
Okay, well, let's put a fork on that one. All right, next one. Ah, fuck!
You did go see Grown Ups. Oh, you rented it.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to Redbox and got Grown Ups, starring Kevin James, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Rob Schneider, and David Spade.
And Selma Hayek.
I was getting to that.
You said and, so I figured...
Well, yes, I stopped at the men, and I was going to say the very voluptuous.
You know, the very sexy. Mm-hmm. Especially when she did that movie when she had the unibrow. I don't think anybody could pull that fucking sexy off.
No.
Frida. Did you know that Adam Sandler bought Maseratis for all the cast members of this movie?
Yes.
Why the fuck would he have done that?
Because they're all real friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They actually all like hang out together on a normal basis. Also, this movie has Maria Bello and Maya Rudolph.
Well, the one thing I want to say is this felt
Colin
like...
Quinn.
Hey, you got Steve Buscemi in here, too.
Norm MacDonald.
But this felt like it was kind of a Saturday Night Live Get Back Together kind of thing. You know, I mean, not all these people were on Saturday Night Live, but I'm just saying that it's kind of like a reunion of a certain amount of them.
Ooh, the sexy Jamie Chung.
Yes, she played the nanny. But my personal favorite character in the entire movie, you guys might look at me funny, but it was Ebony Joanne.
Ebony Joanne. Why? Why? What was so funny?
She played the old lady.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Oh, dear! Bloodstream!
No.
I know where I'm
going. You gotta do it properly. The kid, little boy standing there, she's like, ooh, a porn string! I know what I'm doing this weekend. Shoves the kid down the stairs. Then, Rob Schneider is, you know...
They had to put Tim Meadows in here. Why? Why Tim Meadows?
Hey!
He did a good job in it.
Fuck you!
Don't worry.
I like Tim Meadows. Tim Meadows is a funny motherfucker. Actually, I will come over there and kick your ass.
He had a small part in it. Same part as Colin Quinn and everything. It was really good. It was funny. But she's sitting on the porch at one point. They're all being, like, truthful out on the deck. And, you know, of course, Rob Schneider's character is dating an old woman. And she's like... Now, she says to the small group, I'm the oldest one here. And she, all of a sudden, she yells, you got that right! I'm like, oh, shit! So, I mean, she did it really well. And, like, Rob Schneider... Come to find out, he has like 3 daughters. 2 are drop dead gorgeous, make you want to smack your mama hot. The other one looks just like him.
Yeah.
Like they gave somebody that looks like who's that ugly white chick from Saturday Night Live?
Tina Fey.
No. Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, her. It's like giving her a mullet.
Oh.
Yeah. And at one point, like, they're at a water park. This was my personal favorite part. I know you guys will laugh. They say this, like, yeah, her.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
But picture her, like, mullet eyes.
Ah!
So, like, yeah, for some reason, no stores around here sold bathing suits. We didn't have our bathing suits, so it was David Spade's character. Like, he took us to get some. But they only had this place, and they're in sexy bikinis, right?
Yeah.
And, all of a sudden the ugly one shows up and she's wearing one of those full body ones like from the 20s with a bathing cap. She's like, we got mine at CVS or Walgreens or something. I can't remember. But it was like some little store and I couldn't stop laughing. It was absolutely hilarious. So yeah, I recommend this movie. It's stupid humor, but it's funny. And when they did a sissy in the pool, I couldn't stop laughing because that blue chemical was there.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.
All right.
I recommend it for you too.
Oh, okay. Motherfucker. Anyways, the other movie that Anvil and I watched yesterday was Jonah Hex. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
Jonah Hex, a.k.a. Jonah...
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't horrible.
Jonah
Hex. I mean, they had some fucking badass weapons in it and stuff like that. The Gatling gun was awesome. It just seemed like the story wasn't... this is supposed to be one of those fucking great classic comic movies.
It started off good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, that's the way... I mean, Megan Fox... Oh, my God. She was sexy.
But her acting wasn't that fucking great.
No, it wasn't.
And especially the whole fact that they made...
Well, she played a whore. I mean...
Well, that shouldn't be too far of acting for her.
But the other concept is in the whole actual commercial when the guy goes, oh yeah, I own you, and then he goes to go and attack her, beats her up. That scene took way too fucking long.
It did.
In the fucking trailer, it was like, whoop-bam, whoop-bam, whoop-bam. I'm not much for being owned. The other one took like 2 minutes. She was like, right around the fucking beating the shit out of her and all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden flipped them over and curb stomped them after like he wasted his single shot pistol.
I can't believe Mastodon did the music for this movie. An awesome band.
Actually, the music was good.
Yeah, the music was pretty fucking badass.
And the graphics were good. Especially, you know, whoever did the makeup. Because that burn looked real.
Yeah.
Especially the original.
Yeah.
Because he got branded by this guy, Quentin Turnbow. And he had the QT, like, burned onto his face. So he heat up an axe to make himself look the other way so he wouldn't, you know, look like a piece of property.
Listen to this. Prior to Brolin's casting, actor Thomas Jane petitioned the studio for the role, hiring a makeup artist to give him the appearance of Jonah Hex. Jane will lend his voice as Hex in an upcoming animated short. Brolin initially hated the script, but changed his mind, growing to like its tongue-in-cheek tone.
Oh, wow.
Well, tongue-through-cheek mode yes. tone.
Well, it's funny. Now, Quentin Turnbow was a really good character. He was a bad guy. But do you know who played him?
John Malkovich.
Oh, you're staring at it again. You're cheating.
John Malkovich. I still want to see that movie where he yells at the horse throughout the whole thing. Film. Secretariat. That's the one.
Secretariat?
You know, where he just
screams. The true story about, you know, the horse, yeah.
And he just screams at the horse throughout the whole movie. Who would pay $10 to see it? I would pay $10 to see John Malkovich scream at a horse.
Uh-huh.
I forgot Michael Shannon was in that fucking movie.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him at all, actually.
Can you take him off? Yeah. Thank you.
But he's in Boardwalk Empire. Actually, you know what? Are we done with the Jonah Hex? Because this is really shitty.
Yeah, what do you rate
it? I give it a fucking, fucking piece of shit fucking score here. I'll give it like a 1.5. That's what I could give it to it because of the guns are fucking awesome. Now, the fact that there was an awesome cast, it's just that our fearless leader of a director, Jimmy Hayward, didn't fucking come through on this. And that's the only thing is this is his first real directing movie. He was directing in part of these fucking Pixar movies and everything like that, but from Finding Nemo or some other fucking bullshit, this is just... I don't think he should have started off with this type of movie.
No.
He should have worked his way into it because I think there was a couple issues with it. So 1.5.
Well, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give him a 2.5 because of the good acting by, you know, Josh Brolin, John Malkovich.
Yeah, Josh Brolin's a fucking awesome actor. Don't fucking think I'm downing him. I think he's an awesome actor. John Malkovich.
Megan Fox was just hot.
That's all she had for it. I don't think... That it was really, you know, her being in there.
And I think Julia Jones did a great job.
Dude, she fucking died. That's all she did.
I know.
But that was because she was a hot Native American.
Shut up. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But when they were dragging her, I could actually feel like she was petrified in the way her face looked. And I think that's what it was that sold me on her.
I did like the Irish guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Irish guy was pretty fucking cool.
But, yeah, we can stick a fork in that. We're done.
But, okay. But I do want to say about the Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire is definitely a good series to actually watch. I was able to watch all the way up to episode 7 on demand and everything like that. So if you have on demand, especially on Verizon,
Verizon.
No, don't Verizon, because Verizon's good.
Fuck Verizon.
No. All right. Well, anyways, but Steve Buscemi and that is just an awesome, you know, cast and crew that they put. Motherfuck you. Anyways, so if you get a chance, check out Boardwalk Empire and everything like that. It's on the HBO setup, so that's cool. Anyways, all right, yeah, we can finish this off.
Okay, remember, check out our website at BostonBastardGate.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for us to do on the show, you can reach us at our email address at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com.
We're also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We have a Facebook group, so you just type in Boston Bastard, basically, and you should be able to pull us up. It shouldn't be that hard. And you just add or like us and everything like that, and you'll be on our group.
And, check out our sister group at ESH.MOBI. Go show them some love.
What's their name?
Fuck you.
Electric Sisterhood. I said it. Electric Sisterhood. Yay!
All right, you go screw a dog.
Yay!
And check out Geek Aggro while you're at it. And also, keep looking. We're going to have the information up about our charity fundraiser soon. We're in the finishing stages of the planning.
Working out some kinks.
So it should be good. And if things go well, we'll have some bands, some models, and all that other good stuff there.
Yep. So hopefully we'll get that whole thing straightened out. We'll get a couple more bands to take part in it. And
models to walk around.
Hopefully we can get it to work.
I don't think we're that lucky. Not yet.
Trust me.
Okay, fine.
All right, Last time you said trust me, we all ended up in Mexico.
Whoa.
Bounded and gagged.
You act like you didn't have a good time.
That chick was a dude.
Hey, I didn't go near her. You did. I was sipping tequila.
It's your fault. You pushed me right into her.
Hey, she thought you were coming on to her. I was drinking tequila.
Anyway.
Alright.
So until next time, this is King Davey Duck.
This is Blonic.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Hey, you know what movie is also funnier than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Munich.
Oh, fucking.
Do you know what movie was also funnier?
What?
Somebody died.
Oh. All right, let's cut this off.